What will you do if you see a big chance of making money? One afternoon, in the city of Yangon in Burma, Myanmar, I was walking alone in a market. Suddenly, a man with a parasol over his head came up to me. "Do you speak English?" he said. "Yes," I answered. "Are you a Japanese?" he asked me again. "Yes," I said as I had a better look at him. He was a middle-aged man. He had better clothes on than other people in the market. "Do you have American dollars?" he kept asking me. "I change money. The official exchange rate is 7 Burmese chat for 1 American dollar. But I can give you 17 chat for $1. I began to count the money in my mind. "I can get 10 more chat for each dollar. If I change $10 now, I'll have 100 more chat. That's a lot of money. With 100 chat, I can hire a taxi for 5 hours. Alright, I'll change $10 now." I picked up my purse and began to look for a $10 bill. Then, a group of children who had been watching us from shops ran up to us and shouted at the money changer, "CIA, CIA!" As soon as he heard the words, he pulled down the parasol between us to hide his own face and began to walk away. I did not know what CIA stood for, but it seemed that the money changer was a policeman. He was hunting illegal money changers. Without the children's help, I would have been arrested on the spot by him. Here in Burma, I was just fortunate because people hated the police. In other countries, they may not have helped me. Since then, I make it a point to observe the laws of the countries I visit.